Hello, and welcome to the TM Therapy Podcast, the podcast designed to decrease the stigmas associated with mental health care and increase access to mental health information. TM Therapy is designed to teach, empower, and advocate. Hello, it's time for another episode of TM Therapy. Please join me for this episode as I welcome my special guest, another Atlerian, Marjorie Longshore. And Marjorie's going to discuss the Family Leadership Center, a little bit of parenting, and a lot of time talking about the crucial C's. So hope you listen. Take care. Welcome back to TN Therapy. I am with a special guest, Marjorie Longshore. Marjorie is also a fellow at Atlerian, and Marjorie is here to discuss the Family Leadership Center and some of the other ideas that relate to parenting and the work that she does. So welcome, Marjorie. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks. It's such a treat to be with you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So I am the type of person that, one, I think it's part because I'm an introvert, but I like for people to introduce themselves. So could you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm, I founded and I am the executive director of a nonprofit called the Family Leadership Center. And it's a family education center in the same model. There's a few of them still around, but there used to be a lot more of them. They're community centers that are about helping people think about and promote Atlerian principles in their families and in their relationships. And so family could be parenting. It could also be couples. It could be, your people that and how you work together and how you get along and how you solve problems together is what it's about. Okay. So, it wouldn't be true to say I'm here without saying whose shoulders I'm standing on in a way.
Sure.
And there's some really wonderful Atlerians that have helped guide the way. And like Linda Jessup started the Parent Encouragement Program in BC. And I had the privilege of being part of that organization and learning from her and from a lot of the people that were part of that, like Patty Cancellier and Maureen McElroy and, really lovely people and powerful people doing really good work. And then I've also had the privilege of learning with Betty Lou Bettner and Amy Liu, who brought us the four C's. And so they're sort of the reason I'm able to, I have something to contribute in a way because what I'm sharing is what I learned from all of them.
And Marjorie, where are you located? I know that you mentioned that there was a group in DC. Where are you located?
I'm actually in Maine. Yeah, I've lived in a lot of different places, and right now home is Maine for me. And so the Family Education Center is here in Maine, and we have things in person, but we also do a lot virtually. So with the pandemic, everything went online, and all of a sudden we had people around the world in our program. So we've just kept doing that.
Okay. And you mentioned that the family can be, this is wide definition of family and some of the services that you provide. You said there's maybe individual work, group work, family work. Could you say a little bit more about what those types of programs will look like what a group session or an individual session will look like?
Yeah. Well, most of what we do is groups. And it looks like we have people that are in couples relationships coming to our groups, and we have people that are have little children, and people with children that have launched, and children that are in elementary and teens, lots of people with different stages in the life of family. And that makes the groups really rich because the perspectives that they bring and the amazing thing is that these principles, you can just keep growing in it. It doesn't get tiring. We have people that keep coming back and doing it. We have grandparents in our programs. And so it can look, but the spirit of what we do is in a group, first you start with how do we make this a safe group, right? So we look at creating agreements, and then we look at, okay, so how do agreements in a group like this make us safe? And then how might that work in your own family, or how might you put that into practice? So everything we do in the group is intentional, but then you can take any of it and apply it in your own life. People I love it when people say, oh yeah, it worked really well with my 10-year-old, but what really happened was at work. I started, when I was doing performance reviews for my employees, I started looking at it through the lens of the four C's, and I redid my whole review process, and it's been amazing. You know, like things like, you know, and so that's been fun because it really applies in every aspect. You know, Adler identified three, you know, life tasks, you know, that we have the work task, and we have the community, and we have love, you know, and however, whatever form those take for you. And these crucial C's are needed in each of those tasks. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the crucial C's and looking from the lens of like family.
Okay.
You know, anyway.
So. And I know in my personal work with my clients, and I think sometimes maybe previous podcasts, I've talked about the crucial C's. However, I would like for you and for us to maybe talk a little bit more about the crucial C's, because you've mentioned this a few times. What are the crucial C's? What is that?
Yeah, so Adler identified these needs that we have, and Amy Lou and Betty Lou Bettner took these needs and gave them these C's so that they're really, really memorable and easy to grasp. Mm-hmm. So Adler said, and the fun thing is, I was just listening to another researcher talking about what brings happiness, right? Or what makes somebody happy. And they were saying that this person was saying, well, research is showing that people need good relationships. People need to do work that's meaningful. They need to feel competent in that work. You know, like they're talking about what is it, you know, that brings happiness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's the C's, right?
Yeah.
So the first one is Adler gave us belonging. We have to know we belong. And that C that Amy and Betty Lou created is connect, right? Okay. So it's the C of connect. I need to know that I have a group here, that I fit in, that I have people that see me, you know? I need to know that I, like that deep need just to know I belong. And mm-hmm. a lot of behaviors that are challenging behaviors, when somebody doesn't feel belonging, it's when you get somebody who's being annoying or, you know, and so Dreiker's identified these mistaken goals of behavior, he called it, mm-hmm. but they're really when somebody's missing one of the C's, right? Or one of these core needs. Mm-hmm. So when you don't feel belonging, you get annoying behavior, people that have to be the center of attention all the time, or people that, you know, are always just like the clown, or they're just not sure how they fit in. So they fit in a kind of uncomfortable way that makes you a little annoyed, right? It's just not appropriate to the need. So we have this need to belong and to be connected. And that's essential. Once we feel that we belong, then we can start to learn and grow. And that comes from Adler's need to be, to improve, to grow, you know, like that. We have this need, and that C is called capable. Okay. So we need to have skills. We need to, like my friend, the researcher had said, it's, we need to be competent. You know, we need to know that we can do it, that we can keep growing here, that, but you need to know that you belong first. You need to feel connected, and then you can start to grow. You know, like they say in schools, there's a whole movement. It was like a couple of years ago. It's like belonging. Everybody's talking about belonging before you can learn in education. And it's the same. We need to feel belonging, then we can feel capable. You know, so connect, then capable. Then the third one. Are you ready? Or am I?
Yeah, ready for the third. Nope, you're good. So we've got connect and capable. And the third one?
The third one is count.
Okay.
Adler called it significance. I need to know that me showing up in this group is meaningful. Like that it counts, that me doing this work, that I can contribute it. It has a really strong element of social interest too, because you get belonging, you get capable, and you can then start to contribute it out and make a difference for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're doing this podcast, it's getting out to people. People are getting these ideas. They don't have to pay a lot of money and sit in an office and hear from an Adlerian these principles. You're making it available. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's a huge count, you know, like it's significant. It matters, you know, and you're making a difference for other people in it, and you get it back to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's that one. And when it doesn't, like then Dreiker's the negative, like the shadow side of not having that is hurtful, revengeful behavior, right? So when you're missing it, it's a deeply discouraged place when you don't have that third C, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one is Adler said, we need encouragement, you know? Dreiker said, we need encouragement. Like, people need encouragement like a plant needs water, like, you know?
Yeah.
Might be a little cactusy and not need that much, but we all need it, you know?
Definitely.
So the C is courage. And it's this idea that my mistakes don't define me. They are just information. You know, I can get up and I can try again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun thing. Like, little kids are born with so much courage because they see people walking and they, you know, if they can, they try to fall, and they try to walk and they fall, and they, you know, and lots of things happen and they just keep trying. It doesn't like define them and say, oh, I'm never going to do this. They just keep going, you know, right. But as we get older and we start to maybe lose some of the earlier C's and in different experiences, mm-hmm. we find that we lose our courage. And that's where we really need to, we need other people. We need to know we belong. We need to know we can grow. We need to know that we're significant. It matters. That count. Mm-hmm. And we need courage to do it.
And I like the crucial C's and how you've explained them. And one thing that I found with the crucial C's, you know, I know that you mentioned like that did start off looking at, you know, children's behavior. And then it, luckily more work has been done to expand this and say, oh, wait, you know, how is this showing up in a family? How is this showing up in the work setting? And a little personal disclosure for me, like with this, the relocation to DC, and, you know, when I found myself sort of feeling kind of blue and I guess kind of discouraged, and then I went through the C's and I'm like, wait, where am I? You know, what C, you know, is a little bit weaker than the other, and how do I go about improving, you know, in these different C's so that I'm not, you know, kind of down here and feeling discouraged as well. I'm able to do that because I know about the crucial C's. So two things, if someone's listening to this, you know, how do you think they would kind of know where they are with these C's? And is there something that you do in your work with groups that can help a person identify like where they are with these C's and how they're impacting how they show up in the world?
That's a great question. You know, you're actually reminding me another person maybe you'll bring to your podcast one day. He had done some research and he, in his dissertation, created a whole test for the C. Mm-hmm. So I'll get you his name.
Was that the one for work? I know I went to a conference in Canada, I think, and uh-huh. there was some research about the crucial C's in work. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it in work? I can't remember, actually. I'm going to have to look that up. You're reminding me of that. It's a really good, it's really interesting. You know, I don't do any kind of scientific test, but we pause at this moment. We'll share the C's. We'll share maybe belong. And then we'll say, you know, think of a challenge you're having right now. It can be anything, you know? So like the challenge could be I've relocated and I'm in a new city and I don't know how to, like, Saturday morning, I'm stuck, you know, like, what do I do, mm-hmm. you know? And, or, you know, trying to figure out like, what's my routine? What's my life like? What brings me joy here? And who are my people? And, you know, all of that has to get figured out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we do it in conversation. So that's why groups are magical, because you have a lot of people and we'll pair up and you get to try it out and share how how you're seeing yourself either having belonging and connection or not, mm-hmm. you know, and then you can always reflect back, like think back to a time when you felt really connected. What happened? What were the elements there? What did somebody do? Or what did you do? And so then we start building this list of like, and everybody gets to share out, how did I do that? And then you start to find, you know, parents will say, oh my gosh, I think I'm not doing that for my kids. You know, like, so then we have a list of ways that you can grow it for your children. Mm-hmm. You can help them find their own feeling of belonging in a solid way, you know,
yeah.
Or you can do it for your partner or do it for the people you care about, you know? So, you know, we look at it that way. So we kind of play with it and we do lots of interactive activities playing with it and mm-hmm. reflecting and things like that.
Yeah. You mentioned Dreiker's and the goals of misbehavior. And I remember that the chart that was sitting throughout time in school. And I'm losing my train of thought here. But that chart, what I was thinking about was as you're looking at those C's, and what I liked about it was it talked about like how is a parent feeling, and if a parent is feeling a certain way, then that sort of relates to, you know, maybe the C that the child is trying to meet. With that in mind, what is your approach when you're working with, I guess I would say, families and couples, and helping them identify how to move a person along those C's, or how those C's show up in relationships?
You know, it's a great question. I find that people, one of the things we talk about is, how did you get the C's as a kid? And is there one that you feel like you didn't ever get so well, maybe, or that you're always searching for? And it's likely that's the one that might be giving you a little trouble right now.
Okay.
And so then to look at that, so that's where early recollections, you know, which is a great Adlerian. It can be really helpful because you can notice in there, where are the seeds? And how am I showing it, and which one am I seeking? Because usually there's one that we're really looking for and that we're not feeling or we're, you know, trying to. So, but you're right that when you're with, and we're communal, we have to be with people, right? And when you're with others, when you notice a feeling you're having about being with them, like let's say you're starting to feel a little bit annoyed, and then you're starting to feel a little bit like, this person never lets me say where we're going to dinner. Like, I always have to do it on their time, you know? And it's like, and then you start to realize, oh, that's interesting. There's a little power thing going on here, you know, where I don't have a voice in this group, or I don't, you know? And so then you can start to play with it, and you can see, noticing your feeling. So each of them has a feeling that goes with it when you're missing it, right? Mm-hmm. So we mentioned that with Connect, it's annoyance, you know, or that's that undue attention, the Drikers. And then with Capable, it's, you know, that power, that feeling like, oh no, you don't, I'm gonna do it my way. No, you know, like that back and forth, power struggle kind of thing. Like, give me some power here. And then we start to like overpower somebody if we're kind of in a negative space in that, you know? And so then it's like how to find the balance of giving everybody a sense of capability in that. And then the third C, the feeling is being hurt. Like they do something and you're like, ouch, you know? And when you get hurt by somebody else's behavior, that's where you're missing that feeling of count. Does that make sense? So, And then the last one with courage, it's just somebody like ghosts you, disappears. You know, and that's that feeling of like deep, like loss, you know, they just gone, and you feel like it's anyway. So that's the feeling of courage.
I'm thinking about what you said about the ghosting, and you know, it's definitely not a good feeling when it happens. And it, for me too, I think everybody is responsible for their own behaviors and actions, but sometimes it does help when you are able to kind of understand what the other person may be experiencing. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to change who you are. I mean, I know of some great people who have been ghosted, and they're like, oh, it must be me, it must be me. And when you were talking, to think about that in regards to the other person, and it's like, you know, people aren't too much, but sometimes people may view that someone may be too much for them. And then maybe that's when that sort of ghosting might occur. But for someone to realize like, oh, wait, what C was that person maybe feeling or not feeling at that time? And then to pull back on themselves and say, okay, now what C am I feeling? And then, as you mentioned, then how do I move through this as well? So the crucial C's, I, you know, in the past few years, I've been using them more in my office as well. And as you mentioned, like with early recollection, I'm like, okay, and in this, where did you feel capable and connected? And, you know, what was your encouragement here? And I have clients that will write notes, and they really appreciate that. They're like, okay, wait, the four C's, what did you say those were again? So that's very...
It's so great.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of people are like, what's success, you know? And they think success is having, you know, a certain kind of job, or having a certain bank account, or having, you know, like, and what I love is the crucial C's are explaining success. Like, it's really feeling connected, capable, count, and courage. That's all you need, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what you should be striving for. And that's what, I mean, so many, I've got teenagers, one in college, yeah. one in high school. And, you know, it's really present right now. It's like, where are you going to school? What are you doing? What are, you know? Like,
yeah.
And how long, you know? One of my college age kiddo is taking a pause from college for a little bit. And there's a lot of questions around that. Like, when's she going back? What's she doing? You know, is she getting credits for what she's doing? I'm like, she's good. You know, like,
she's got her 4C. She's good.
She's finding it, you know, and she lost them a little bit when she was in college, and she took herself out and took a break, you know, like, it's okay. You know, like, there's no one path. It's just, how are you doing on those C's? How's it going? How are you making a difference for others? I don't know. You know, like, social interest is a big one for me. And we talk about they're embedded in all the C's.
Yeah.
That idea that, you know, how am I making a difference outside of myself? How am I, and the fun thing is you get the C's when you do it. So like, connect, if I'm not feeling belonging, if I just step out of myself a little bit when I'm walking the dog and chat with another person for a little bit, you know, or if I do, I build belonging for that person. I see them. I notice something useful. I share something funny, or we, you know, like, we have an interaction. It brightens both of our days. So like, that social interest piece, as we're building the C's, it builds for all of us. So anyway, we talk.
You were speaking, and I was thinking, I'm like a metaphor person, and sometimes I get these slogans, which is how Teen Therapy came about. And I'm like, okay, like, we need a t-shirt or something that says, how are your C's?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, because I also have people like journal, and I'm thinking the C's, either on a daily or weekly basis, that might be like all the prompt that someone needs. It's like just checking in and like, okay, where are your C's this week? You know, where are your C's this month?
Yeah. Where are they this morning? How are you? And yeah. In a way, you'd say that builds a feeling of belonging. I see you. I don't know. Yeah. And there's also a piece of it, which is a self, like, I have to own my own C's. Like, I can't ask somebody else to get them for me, you know? Yeah. I have to own it. I have to. And that's where, like, the whole, back to the ghosting thing, it's tricky because you can't make it all work for somebody else, you know?
Right.
Hey. Like, owning your own. And then also noticing there's the social interest part.
The social interest, and I think that connection. So I know that with the 4 C's, it was originally for parenting, but parenting is what sets up that sort of blueprint for your future relationships. And I think it's like, you're not going to change the person's behavior, but you can look at what you're doing and say, wait, I was a little bit discouraging. Maybe I can change the way that I'm speaking and be a little bit more encouraging. I'm a little bit distant. Maybe I can, you know, open up a little bit more to have this sense of connection grow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely. I'm interested because I know you mentioned that you're in Maine, and you said you do some online appointments as well. So can anybody, you know, see you, and how does someone get into your groups? Do you have specialized groups? What's more about your process?
Well, we're actually in the process of rebuilding, answering that in a new way.
Okay.
The way we used to answer it was, if you go to our website, you would see sessions, and every season we have a session that starts. And we were alternating daytimes and nighttimes, and people can join. And we would have groups, we'd cap it around 20. And sometimes we let a few more than 20 come in, because we find on Zoom especially, people, you know, like, we say you need to commit to show up. It's an 8-session time, and we do that. But anyway, sometimes we let a little, because sometimes people will show up, not every year. So it's nice to have a group around 20. Anyway. We keep it around there. And then, but what we're in the process, well, actually, ask me in another month and we'll have a new
one. Okay.
But we're rebooting that and changing a little bit. But the hope is that there are ways to get together and connect. And what we're trying to build is where people can start their own circle within their own community, and give the pieces so that you can have what it takes to start this kind of a community where you get to think about the C's, reflect on them together in community with your people, you know, or with your school group, or with your church group or with, you know, whatever community it is that's your community. But how to have a Four Seas community kind of thing is what we're going to do.
And when you start that, so will your facilitators, is there a specific training that they have to go through? I mean, do you do training for facilitators as well?
Yeah, we're doing, so that's what we're building, is the training for facilitators to build, to do those circles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the part in you're asking all the questions like we're in process.
Yeah. So when that opens up, then will that be available for everyone, or will it be for, you know, mental health professionals, or just anyone that wants to facilitate, that wants to learn this?
Yeah, it's for anyone. Okay. I feel like it's a really, it's not a process where there's somebody who needs to be the expert leading. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of we're giving the tools, we're trying to make them so that people can engage in them at any group. Like right now, we've got a group going. We have a few trial groups happening, and we have one happening in a, it's a affordable housing community in LA. And the person who's holding the circle is one of the, he like brings groups in to help create community. His whole okay. goal is community. And he's starting a 4Cs circle there with mm-hmm. the community and trying to help them. I mean, they're solving the problem of not being homeless. You know, like the goal is stay housed for a year, you know? And how can you stay in this community, and how can we keep you safe and well and make this a thriving place, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're trying it out.
I like that, because I'm thinking, you know, even though I've had the 4Cs through all of my education, it really can be this foundation. I know we've met, you know, through the social justice section.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that within these different groups that are, you know, impacted more by issues of social justice, systemic difficulties, and how, you know, someone might be able to then tailor that, those 4Cs or the group per se, to certain groups of individuals. And I think that that's great of what you're doing and what you're working on. Yeah.
Another piece I haven't mentioned that's really special, that's part of the 4Cs, is we have a whole games and game component. We've collaborated with another nonprofit called N-Team, and they have cooperative games. And it's this whole, it's this idea that we either win together or we lose together. So there are games that you play where the challenge isn't beating somebody else, it's beating some kind of a challenge like time, or, you know? And mm-hmm. so anyway, so we bring the games into those circles so that you play together and you grow the seeds through playing. And we find mm-hmm. that when we have these like simple games that we're building in, and we're kind of weaving that through mm-hmm. on the activity to do in a group. So that's another piece to it. All coming to be announced on.
I'll have to bring you back when it's when it's there. But the information, though, about, you know, the Family Learning Center, individuals can find information about that on your website, correct? So I'll post that as well.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit more about, you said there's a, you started this, some of your training through the Parent Encouraging Program. Yeah. Can you tell me more about that? Because that's still here in DC area?
Yes. It's in, okay. It's outside of DC. It's in Kensington, Maryland.
Okay.
So you have to go down, I'm forgetting the name of the road, but anyway, out. It's been a few years since I lived there. But anyway, it's a really neat group, and they're doing some awesome work in lots of different communities. I know they've been growing in different ways. So yeah, the Parent Encouragement Program, it was started by Linda Jessup, and she's retired, but she's still a very active thinker. And she wrote a great book with another person who's involved with the Parent Encouragement Program, Emery Luce Baldwin. I highly recommend their book, actually, if you're thinking at all about family or parenting. It's excellent. It's Parenting with Courage and Uncommon Sense.
Okay.
So that's a great one. It's my go-to. And yeah, it's a great group, and there's some really awesome, they trained tons of facilitators. They have a really strong leader program, and they have, DC is filled with these really brilliant people that are sharing this in different ways. A friend of mine was just talking to a group, who was that? It was over in Georgetown, like the hospital. They were doing something there. You know, like they've been doing, they've just been working with lots of, they do lots of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
with these, and with these groups, is there anyone, because sometimes I'll have clients and they're working, you know, maybe they're going through things with their children or they're looking for someone that works with children. Any of yourself or anyone from the parenting encouraging program, do they do? I don't know. I'm pausing for a minute because really for me, when I, the reason why I don't work with children, I say, like, oh no, I'll work with the family instead of just like the single child. So, so then I guess changing my question then, these organizations then would be able to work with the family then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, at the Parent Encouragement Program, they do, they use the acronym PEP. I think it's pepparent.org is their website. And they do, they used to do really wonderful family group classes where they would bring a family up and there would be a challenge, like let's say they're talking about chores and the kids not getting their chores done or something like that. And mm-hmm. the family, a family would volunteer to come up and explain how this is, plays out in their house. And tons of families would be in the room listening and watching. And you would learn. And then there'd be a facilitator who would guide it. Barbara Fairfield is fabulous. And Barbara would guide. But you mentioned Pascal. I think Pascal has done that. They would guide the group, the family, and everybody in the room would learn strategies and approaches to handling that problem by learning from this one family. So it's like a big gift. And they would do things like that. So they have, I know they do workshops all the time and they do classes. I think I am a huge fan of learning it in a class because what happens when you are in a parenting, like find a parenting class, you know, if you have that challenge, because it's so useful to like show up. I remember a friend showed up in the class and he comes back and he says to his wife, oh, we're not as bad as I thought, you know, like, like it just gives you perspective and it, and there's always somebody dealing with something different and you can always just find, but there's rules like how you encourage, how we don't tell you. There's one of the things we, one of our, my favorite agreements is I won't should on you and you don't should on me. Like we're not going to should and tell each other what we need to do. That's not what we're here for. We're here to grow ourselves. And, you know, so anyway, it's the classes and the groups are really powerful.
Yeah. And I think that's what I like about, you know, either groups or how teen therapy first started was just that sort of information. So that, no, it's like, you know, it's not that comparison of I'm better or I'm worse than someone, but I'm not alone.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone is going through this, you know, it looks different. But we're all going through this. We have different boats, but we're in the same ocean, you know, those types of things. So, yeah. The thing I want to talk about, because we're getting close to being the end of time, and we were meeting before the podcast started recording. You're also a tea lover, right? So tea's a part of your center. How is tea part of your center?
Well, it's kind of funny. I do really love tea. And in fact, when you come, if you're in the Portland, Maine area and you want to join our group, come on over and you come 10 minutes early. I always open the door 20 minutes early, actually, so you can make your cup of tea, get it just right, and we can chat. And so we have a drawer filled with different kinds of tea. And I will say I'm a big herbal tea fan. It changes seasonally, you know. Right now, my favorite is chamomile with a little lavender in it. It's really nice, but and I add some honey, but there's lots of teas here.
Okay. The other teas that I'm interested in, and we'll close with this. So the other tea is teach, empower, and advocate. So either you as a person or the work that you do, how do those three words resonate for you? Teach, empower, and advocate.
I think that we teach through how we just show up for each other, you know, like how we live. And I think about that as a parent a lot, that what I do says a lot more than what I say and how I live and how I'm practicing, you know, like, so I think about that when I can own that, where are my feet walking? What am I doing? And then in that way, I can also empower myself, empower others, and it's kind of like the seeds they build, and then you're able to take a stand and say, I'm standing for. And so I would say, I'm Family Leadership Center, we're standing for stronger families. Because I love this idea that peace begins at home. And if home can be a place where we find peace, it just grows from there, you know, and it can just be this strong kind of like a tree, just deep roots, and then it can really shade a lot of things. So that's where the...
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your time to be with me today as well. So thanks a lot.
It's great to be with you, Kimberly. Thanks for having
me. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Please remember that any information presented on this podcast is designed for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you are currently working with a psychologist or other mental health professional, please consult your provider before making any changes based on any information presented during this podcast.